Sorry it took me so long getting back. I had to poop. You know how this show affects us.
Always. Always with the pooping.
I go in to go pee because I've had two giant cups of coffee. And
oh, is that a Beatles mug? It went into your green screen for a second. Hold it in front of your chest because it's going into the green screen. Now your hand's covering the Beatles. Oh, you need the Patreon video for that.
Yes. Yes.
Unless you're just going to let it play in the background and not watch it.
Welcome to Mouthy Broadcast, everyone. Hi, I'm Jenny.
And I'm Lauren.
I decided I was going to start uploading the videos from the Patreon show while we're doing this. So hopefully it doesn't start lagging and acting shitty because I feel like my computer is just like a spring chicken and I can just make it do whatever I want. And it's not going to have any problems whatsoever because it works perfectly all the time. Should be able to handle uploading a video while doing a podcast. No problem. Right.
Maybe you should build your own rig like Matt did last year. And even then, it still can't handle processing the 4K videos he's done.
Well, I'm not even processing 4K videos. I'm uploading probably, I don't know. This is like a VHS tape. That's the quality we've got here.
My laptop, when I got my laptop, everybody was telling me like, oh, yeah, it's state of the art. So great. I think that was like 7 years ago, and now it takes like half an hour to open up the Excel spreadsheet that I use for budgeting my money.
What's a budget? And,
but like that tells you like, hey, I don't have a lot of money, guys.
Right.
So it's like a four column Excel spreadsheet and it takes 45 minutes to open it up.
Speaking of fucking the budget, I found out recently that Ulta was having a daily sale on makeup. And for some reason, I have gotten into makeup again, probably because I've been watching so many fucking drag videos of like tutorials, Trixie Mattel doing tutorials, and our friend Crisado, who's doing makeup now. And I just start watching makeup videos. Next thing I know, I was looking for something and it was like, Ulta's SEO is like seriously on point. They direct me to their 21 days of beauty sale, and every day they have 50% off some kind of crazy thing. And they had these eyeshadow palettes, which I texted you about the other day.
Yes.
Because I was being so indecisive about how I'm going to like waste my money that I ended up just buying two of them because they were 50% off. So why not just buy two of them? Why not? Yeah, so I've just been like on a makeup kick again.
So I only had a makeup kit one time in my life, one time in my life, and it was when you introduced me to Lip Sense.
Oh, Jesus.
And other than that,
so you probably still got 50,000 colors.
Yeah, dude, come at me if you want to buy some shit for like $5 a pop instead of the 20 that it's supposed to sell for.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
Anybody
at this point,
shit,
just fucking take it. Just
somebody
fucking take
get
it.
Get it away from me.
I still love the Lip Sense. I still wear it like I'm wearing Summer Sunset now. I love it.
I wear it every once in a while when I need to get dressed up, which is rare, especially now that I have to wear a mask all the time. Nobody sees my lips.
But the great thing about wearing a mask is that the Lip Sense isn't going to wear off on your mask.
True. The Lip Sense does not rub off on your mask.
I'm going to spill ketchup, cheese sauce, any kind of food is going onto my mask, but my Lip Sense is staying on.
On point.
I still wear it because mostly like it helps to exfoliate my lips. I feel like my lips are actually like smoother.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm wearing it,
mm-hmm,
not the rest of my face. I just need to put the Lip Sense on all over my face and take all the wrinkles off.
So I have a question. Like when you were growing up, like did your mom teach you how to do makeup and stuff? Or did you teach
kind
yourself?
Of. She did, but looking back at like the way that she taught me, I really wish that I could unlearn some things.
So my mom didn't teach me shit.
Was she a makeup wearer, or did she just not even wear it?
She wears makeup. Like she's one of those, like, you know, she wears makeup, but like she wears more natural makeup, but she always did foundation, blush, she did her eyes, lipstick, everything. She always did everything. But like you wouldn't look at her and be like, oh my God, that makeup, or oh, she wears too much makeup. You know,
she's
she
like
was
wearing like a very natural kind of a
yeah,
look.
She yeah. mostly did a more natural look, but you know, would have her, you know, herself done up a little more when she was going out or whatever. But no, I think she just didn't want me to wear makeup. Forever.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't teach me anything. But then, like, you know, and she was always doing either Clinique or Estee Lauder or one of those where they would give you the free gift.
Yes.
And my makeup collection, once I got into high school, like, she basically would, like, forbid me to wear makeup when I was younger. Like, no, I don't want you wearing that. But then she just started me giving the extras, like, oh, here, you could have this mascara. Oh, here, you could have this lipstick. Yes. But she never showed me what to do with it.
Oh, yeah. No, I think for me, it was just me and my friends. We would just kind of get together and be like, oh, this is how you do this. The only thing my mom taught me that I remember specifically, and it's the thing that I wish I could unlearn, is the way that she taught me to do eyeshadow is like, it's so like basic 80s. Like she was like, oh, you know, I put the color here and then I bring it out this way. So it has like a wing that comes out to the side. Like people don't need to do the full drag eyeshadow out to here on a normal daily basis. And I can't, I can't unlearn this at this point. Like, I feel like I always have too much right there. And I'm also getting to the point that I have like, you know, like my skin is like kind of getting old. I'm old now, and like where I've always had hooded eyelids, I need to like bring it up a little bit more because like the skin right here kind of like it sags a little bit.
I was just thinking about it because I'm wondering, how did people learn how to do makeup before YouTube? I guess it was friends.
Yeah, just friends. That's definitely how I got into it more than my mom teaching me.
The first time I did eyeshadow was like I bought a little probably CoverGirl or something palette and it had like put one here, put two here, put three here.
Yes.
And I just
followed that little diagram with the ovals and shit.
And yeah. I never thought it looked right, but I did it.
Yeah, because they don't teach you like how to contour, like depending on your eye shape and the way that your skin is shaped and, you know.
You contour your eyes?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I mean, like I said, depending on your eye shape, because I have very hooded eyes, I have to bring the crease up a little bit more and kind of like, I basically paint the crease like a half an inch from my actual crease because when I like just am relaxed, my skin kind of droops a little bit. And it's pretty much always been like that. Like I have a big like upper lid kind of an area.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah, like you pretty much
so I
don't
guess I
use...
do it wrong.
So you know what? I guess we could makeover time.
Okay, you've got to teach me how to do makeup because I don't know how.
One of the things that I learned accidentally, I think it was like last year, I was at Haley's place and I needed makeup for some reason. And I was like, I don't want to use your brushes for sanitary reasons. I don't want to like just go fucking around with your eyeshadow. She let me use her Trixie Mattel eyeshadow. And I had never used like a quality eyeshadow. I'd always been using like, you know, like Revlon was like the expensive brand that I would buy, you know, or whatever. Yeah. I think the most expensive one I had ever bought before that was like a Bare Minerals powder. And I liked the powder because it would glide on really well, but it would make a mess. Like if you didn't have something covering your face, the powder would fucking go everywhere. So Haley let me use her Trixie Mattel stuff. And I was like, why have I been torturing my face all these years with these cheap ass fucking eyeshadows that feel like rubbing dirt on your face? Like I learned that day that buying a better eyeshadow, it's like silk. It just glides on and it looks so nice and it's so pigmented. And like, I don't regret spending the $40 or whatever on two palettes. Like, I don't know that it would be worth the money, like, if it was full price for me, because I just don't wear it enough. But like, even compared to the Cenogen stuff that we used to sell, like, you know, you put that on and it was like a cream shadow and it didn't glide on as smoothly as this fucking expensive stuff I just bought. It's magical. I was like, before the show, I was like, I want to put makeup on. I just got my palettes yesterday and I'd already had makeup on yesterday when it arrived in the mail. I want to put some shit on today before we do the show. I mean, I'm not going to be doing any makeup tutorials or anything.
So this is, so are you saying that the Ulta stuff is as good as the Trixie Mattel stuff?
Yeah. This is, the brand that I got is called Lime Crime. And it's, like I said, it's not like super professional quality, but it's a nicer quality than, you know, Elf. Elf was like some of the worst eyeshadow I've ever used. I think I tried it twice and then threw it away. It was terrible.
Oh, I thought Elf was supposed to be a good one.
It's, their products are hit and miss. I actually bought one of their highlighters and I've bought their lip gloss. Those are both good, but I've had their eyeshadow and one other thing. And I was like, it's the worst fucking thing I've ever used. And I think I had an eyeshadow palette where like one color was good and one color was bad. It was like it was made out of gravel.
Oh, wow.
It was fucking terrible. Like, it was bumpy. Like, you know, you try to wear it away and it had like bumps. It literally fucking had gravel. It was terrible.
I'm just thinking, like, I was like 26 before I knew what colors I was supposed to use.
Right.
Like, I was always buying either like silvers and blacks or like pinks and purples. And
I think makeup has changed a lot too since we were teenagers.
The pinks and purples never looked right on my skin and I didn't know why. Like, it always just looked like weird and dark. And I had like a spa gift certificate and I had my makeup done there and I was like, like, I saw the colors she was picking for me, and I was like, I wouldn't pick these colors, but okay. And then, like, it looked amazing.
Right.
I was like, oh. I've never used these colors before. They look so good. She's like, this is exactly what I picked out as soon as I saw you, based on your skin tone. I'm like,
well, because you were getting all, like, your mom's leftover Clinique and Estee Lauder old lady shit.
But then, like, when I went to buy my old stuff, my own stuff, I was buying whatever I wanted. I just picked the colors that looked good in the box.
Right.
Without thinking what would, like, without understanding how color palettes work on your skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. YouTube has helped incredibly. I wish I'd had that when I was like 16. The thing that gets me, like, I've been doing eyeliner my entire life. Like, eyeliner is one of those things that even if I don't wear pretty much anything else, I like wearing eyeliner like every day. I'm still fucking terrible at it. I've been putting on eyeliner for 30 fucking years and I'm terrible at it.
Do you line the top and the bottom of your eye?
Just the top.
Me too.
Just the top. I just do the like the wing.
I don't know why. Like, I don't like having eyeliner under my eye. I hate it.
I used to not be able to go without it, honestly. Like, that was the thing I would do, is like, I would put it underneath my eye and I would usually do both. But, you know, now I think it, like, I hate when I see somebody wearing eyeliner all around. It like makes you look like a raccoon, like in a bad way, not in a cute, fluffy way.
Well, and back when we were coming up in the late 80s, early 90s, girls used to put it just on the bottom.
Yes. That's
like,
that's
shadow on the top
to
and only underneath.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I just don't understand. I can't do it without like pulling my eyelid and like stretching it and making it straight, which I'm sure is like giving me extra wrinkles. I don't give a fuck. How else am I supposed to put my eyeliner on? I don't understand.
Yeah, without a stamp or something.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh my God. We just talked about makeup for like,
we talked about makeup 75 forever. Minutes.
Forever.
Sensible 74 minutes.
Oh,
man.
So let's follow up from last week. We got a voicemail. So last week we were talking about mammograms and whether or not you should wear.
Well, I was informed by the scheduler that I should not wear any deodorant, perfumes, or lotions above the waist on the day of my mammogram. And yes. There was some question as to why that was or what was going on, you know, why that was or if lotion was okay or not, yes. If it was just aluminum deodorant, all that stuff. So
right.
We got an answer from an expert.
Yes. Ask the experts.
A mouthy broadcast. We know experts.
Should I read the translation before or after I play the voicemail? Okay.
After.
Okay. So here is the, the official answer from our friend Crisato. Hold on a second.
Crisato.
It's being a total dick right now, and it won't let me start over. Here we go.
Okay. I'll give you the thumbs up when I can hear it.
The internet fucking hates me.
Hey, Jenny and Lauren, it's Crisato, your resident expert in all things radiology. You were talking about why you're not supposed to wear deodorant, lotions, or powders to a mammogram. The reason is mammograms are taken with a very low kilovolt, so they can get good detail of soft tissues. Mm. And there's a chance if you're putting a lotion or deodorant or anything that some could get on your breast and show up on the image and give a false positive reading.
Oh.
You don't want that because that leads to needles and more boob squishing and all sorts of other unpleasant things. I imagine I don't have boobs that get squished. Anywho, that's why low power radiation deodorant, lotions, and powders will show up if they get on your boobs. So there you go. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Crisato.
I guess I never thought that like perfumes actually contain like particles, you know, that would show up like that. Like it's just an oil. It's just a like a liquid. Mm-hmm. Like how is that a particle? Okay.
Particle man.
okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So there you go. Don't wear deodorants, perfumes, or lotions when you get a mammogram.
Yes. So as per usual, Google Voice did a fucking bang up job sending the translation. Like that was actually the first time I listened to it. Because he sent it in a couple of days ago and I didn't have time to listen and like actually listen. I just read the translation. I knew what he was getting at.
So when you call and leave a voicemail for Mouthy Broadcast at 757-541-CUNT, that is actually a Google Voice number. So the Mouthy Broads get an email that tells us we have a voicemail and Google tries to translate that voicemail for us.
It's like speech to text.
In the email.
Yeah.
So go ahead now, Jenny. Read the listeners what Google thought Crisato was saying.
I'm going to try to read it in Uncle Mayer voice, dramatic Uncle Mayer voice. No, I can't do that. Hey, Jenny Martinez, Crisotomo, your resident expert on all things radiology. You were talking about why you're not supposed to wear deodorant, lotions, or powders to a mammogram. The reason is mammograms are taken with It didn't even say that. I just fucked that up. The reason is mammograms are taken with a very low miles off. So they can get you good detail of soft tissues. And there's a chance that you're putting a lotion or deodorant or anything that some, you know, your friends might show up on the image. I don't want that leads to life. I imagine I don't have a huge that gets squished. Anywho, that's why a low power radiation wage order in motion powders will show up if they get on your boobs. So there you go.
So don't wear oceans or wage water in motions. Okay, everybody.
Like, what the fuck?
There you go.
I love the translations. Like, I almost didn't even want to give the information. I just wanted to say the translation.
Was Google even trying?
No. Much like me in life, not even trying.
Just barely trying. Mm. Well, I heard some other medical information recently, which I thought was kind of bullshit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So the first way you can tell it's bullshit is that I heard it on TikTok.
So, but are they WebMD certified? Because I think now you can be on TikTok and be WebMD certified.
WebMD certified dentists on TikTok agree. So some people may know about this. This is actually, I first heard about it a little while ago, but it keeps somehow re-popping back up into my feed. Not necessarily through TikTok, but by other means like BuzzFeed articles and the like.
Now the olds are finding the TikTok. It's finally got onto Facebook and it's circulating.
That's right. Yes. So dentists were trending on TikTok a little while. I said TikTok. I didn't even say it on purpose. I'm so fucking old. Oh my God. Dentists were trending on TikTok a little while ago. And it was because a dentist revealed that they can look in your mouth and tell whether or not you've sucked dick.
Is it because there's a dick in your mouth? Like, oh.
Oh, well, there's a pube there in between your teeth.
I know you wanted me to check out this cavity, but you seem to have a dick lodged in your mouth between the second and third molar.
So.
How do they know? Like, seriously, how do they know?
Seriously, the answer has to do with in the. I might fuck up this pronunciation.
Oh, please do.
Palatal petechiae. Petechiae.
Oh. Is that not a dinosaur? That's a dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur in her mouth that has a big dick.
Big dick dinosaurs.
So the dentist can see this area of your, obviously the area of your soft palate is the patello petechiae or something, or maybe the patello. Okay. The petechiae is the area of the soft palate. It can get bruised from sucking dick.
Oh,
so if they see that it's bruised, they know. So, and now there have been like more reasonable answers. Cause at first it was just like, oh yeah, we know. But there had been more like common sense answers, like people were like doing TikToks, like checking with their mom who was a hygienist or a dentist, like, is this true? So if you've recently sucked dick, they can see this bruising and know like within a few days.
Okay.
So, you know, for people like us who are in our 40s and in committed relationships, not fucking around with that.
Right.
That might happen once a month. No, I'm just kidding. I do it all the time.
Hey, Scott, come here. It's good to walk in and be like, what?
Stop recording for a second. Go at it. Go ahead. I'm just going to get my popcorn and watch. So they're saying that they could see this bruising and it's a telltale sign that you have, in fact, sucked some cock. But here's my thing. And maybe I'm doing it wrong. I don't feel like I have ever sucked dick hard enough to bruise my fucking mouth.
Mm-mm.
If I had, there is a problem.
And I also feel like I don't know the specific part of the mouth that you're saying is
the soft palate.
The soft palate, right.
Mm-hmm.
The dick doesn't go like,
no,
right there. No.
It shouldn't bash into your soft palate. It should go down your throat, you dumbasses.
Right.
You're doing it wrong.
That's what, yeah. Yeah.
That's my thing. Like, if it's jamming into your soft palate, somebody hurts you.
Right. That's not.
And you probably weren't even in control.
That's exactly where I was thinking. I was like, somebody's just like getting way too forceful and like doing that shit where they like want to put their head. Push down on your head.
Push down on your head. Yeah.
And that's usually when I'm like, no, no. You back the fuck off. You let me do my fucking job. Don't tell me how to do my job.
You can tell me, just don't push me into it.
Right.
Everybody needs a little direction.
Right.
Everybody needs a little you know.
Yeah, you give feedback.
Yeah, yes, yes. Oh, yes, like that. There, that is the good spot.
Fill out this comment card. How was your blowjob?
So even though like this went nuts all over TikTok and then was all over the internet, like, oh yeah, we know. I really feel like you don't know. I feel like they really don't. I feel I don't feel like your soft palate should get bruised.
I kind of wonder if it's more like a creepy dentist thing where it's like, hey, you suck dick. Hey, you want... Yeah, I'll give you an oral exam, if you know what I mean.
So here's something that, hold on, Mark Wolf, DDS, PhD, Dean of the University of Pennsylvania School of Dental Medicine, they had to get an Ivy Leaguer up on here.
P-E-N-I-S.
Tells Health that dentists see this periodically, although it is not very common. It can range from physical bruising to petechiae, little burst blood vessels, from suction.
Oh.
Suction. That makes sense. You're bursting the blood vessels in your mouth because you're so vigorously sucking.
Rosacea in your mouth from sucking dick.
Like rosacea, but in your mouth. And from dick sucking. That's the full title. He also shared that it usually looks like some light red bruising towards the back of the soft palate. Also important, any instance of palatal petechiae won't come off as a total surprise. According to Dr. Wolf, you'll have at least some level of awareness that this has happened to you since you end up with some soreness near the back of the roof of your mouth. And good news per Wolf, if you end up with palatal petechiae, you won't have it forever. It heals like any other bruise, he says, adding, it could last for days or a week or so. It also doesn't lead to permanent damage. Well, this is something that dentists notice. Padre stresses, I don't know who Padre is. And it's not spelled like Padre. It's not spelled like Padre. It's spelled like P-O-D-R-A-Y. Pod Ray. His name's Ray and he podcasts.
Yes.
Anyway,
he was on
Ray
back in the day.
Ray stresses that it's really not a biggie, especially if you're not a child or don't seem to be abused. Dentists don't go around specifically looking for it or looking to judge anyone, he says. So definitely don't let this deter you from your biannual cleaning or any other dental procedure.
Biannual. I see you here for your biannual oral exam. Yeah.
Yeah, both the dentists that they interviewed both said like it's a thing but it's not a thing,
right?
And there's whoever put it on TikTok to start with is a creeper for sure.
Yeah that sounds definitely kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of TikToks, our friend Dennis, who's on Dork Trek, his wife has started a business, and she put up a TikTok recently that went like super fucking viral, like
really
2 million hits or something, like crazy amount of hits. I actually want to buy her product. I got to find the link. We'll put it up in the show notes or something. She's selling like these silk gloves that you use to exfoliate your skin, and like she showed a video, like, you know, where she's throwing away the loofah and like. She's showing how like it peels away the dry shitty skin. I'm like, that is exactly what the fuck I need, because I'm wasting too much money on like sugar scrubs and shit like that. So I'm gonna get one of those. I want to see if I can get one from her, like a direct line, you know, so she doesn't have to pay fees or anything like that online.
Yeah, nice, so, nice, cool.
I think definitely. I want to say it's like Hannah O'Mara, something like that. Now I'm going to feel bad if it's not even close. Hanna-Barbera, maybe.
Oh, God. Stop with the words. We'll just put it in the show notes. We'll just put it in the show notes.
Yes. I know. So there was a thing I was going to talk to you about, but I think we need to save it for next week because I think it's going to be a whole discussion topic.
It's going to be a pretty big whole thing.
Big hole thing.
Oh, a hole. Oh my.
Oh. Yeah, I think I got Jersey Joe shit to edit now that I'm thinking about it. And I want to go like enjoy the rest of the the weekend, the nice weather and shit. We got some weekend here.
And now that we are almost done with this episode, my coffee finally kicked in.
Nice.
I was just pissed that I wasn't awake when I needed to be awake.
It happens. It happens. Yeah. It's Sunday morning.
I keep falling asleep, like, and then not being able to get back to sleep. Like Friday night, I fell asleep not long after Drag Race. I forget what we were watching. We tried to watch something on TV and I fell asleep like immediately. And then I woke up at like 1:32 and it took like 2 hours to get back to sleep.
Wow.
Yesterday was even worse. So like, and then I woke up like, so yes. And yesterday I ended up waking up like at 8 o'clock, which is fine. But I was groggy because I didn't have that many hours because of the, you know, long time span of being awake in between. But then yesterday was even worse because I laid down for a nap at like 6 p.m. and woke up at 1:30 a.m.
Wow.
I was so mad at myself. And then
I'm surprised that didn't happen to me because like we laid down watching a movie and it was like it was kind of rainy and dark and it was like 6 o'clock. And I even set an alarm like, oh, my God, I better set an alarm for later to make sure we wake up. And the alarm never went off. So I'm surprised I didn't sleep until 1:30 in the morning.
Nice.
But yeah, that shit happens.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. All right, let's wrap this up. Hey, guys, we're Mouthy Broadcast. We're mouthybroadcast.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Patreon at Mouthy Broadcast. And you can call us at 757-541-CUNT. And we'll see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
And if you get the video on Patreon, you can look at it, not just listen to it in the background. Because we have a podcast where you're supposed to do that.
That's right.
Man, I hope he knows I'm calling him out. I
the really shade on decides. This bitch.
Really hope he decides to listen. We'll explain next week what I'm talking about. We're not explaining now. But if you know, then you know.
If you know, you know.